Good morning, everyone. It's Sunday, the 25th of October 2015. I just wanted to come on and do a quick audio boo to tell you I've just had a nice surprise. Ronan has brought me tea and croissants in bed. I couldn't be more surprised if I tried, in a very nice way. The extra hour last night wasn't as bad as I'd anticipated, because I actually slept. Well, we'd already put the clocks back by the time I came to bed, but I still slept. Well, till about 6:30. So yes, not much news really. I went to the hospital on Thursday. I saw the dermatologist about my itching. I actually did a boo, but I don't know if I'm going to upload it, because it was me moaning really about what a stressful experience it was, because it was. Not the appointment, just the hanging around in between and everything that went with it. Excuse me, eating. They think that I've got a low-grade dermatitis. I asked him what they thought caused it. He said it's very difficult to pinpoint, but it's probably got something to do with my renal failure. He gave me a load of stuff which I haven't started using yet. I'm not supposed to use ordinary shower gel anymore. I've got special soap, big bottle of it. I've got some moisturising cream to put on afterwards, and steroid cream to put on at night. He did suggest that I would do well to go and have UV treatment, ultraviolet light. There's a place in Orpington Hospital where they do it, but they've got no one to operate the machinery at the moment. So I've got to go back in 6 weeks to see if there's any improvement, and he will give me an update as to whether the place is open for business yet. He said I'm not dermographic, and I'm not really exactly sure what that means, but he scratched my back 3 times, once quite gently, the second time harder, third time really hard. Then after a few minutes, he got me to stand up so he could look at it. He said if I'd been dermographic, red wheals would have come up on my skin, but they hadn't. Darling, I'm doing a public boo. Did you see what I got? Look. From where? How are your gizzards? You can talk, you know. Just don't swear. Not that you do, I'm more likely to do that. I've already had a cup of tea in bed. I've been really spoilt today. Aren't I, Divi? He really is here. I'm not talking to myself. Say hello. Divi. Don't drag me into your shit. Mind! God almighty, what are you doing? I've tipped all my croissants everywhere. Mind, darling, please be careful. What are you doing? You're taking all the covers off me. Give over. Thank you, I'm having it back. Sorry about that, everyone. There's just a bit of a domestic going on. Not really, but he's got back in bed and he took all the covers off me. Have you gone back to sleep? Okay. Yeah, so apart from that, that was the upshot of my appointment. It wasn't my nicest experience there, I must admit. It was pretty stressful. All the waiting around, bureaucracy over drivers and stuff, and whether you're allowed escorts to come home. And my appointment, I got there at just before 10, and we didn't get home till gone 4. For an appointment that took about 20 minutes. Well, that'll give you some idea. Anyway, I'm going to upload this now because I've eaten my way through one croissant while I'm talking, which is most rude, and I don't want to do it a second time. So I'll speak to you all soon. Hope you all enjoyed your extra hour in bed if you're in the UK.